Okay, so I'll lead us in a practice where we're going to explore the kleshas more directly in our experience just now. And I'll lead us in a bit of grounding and settling, and then we're going to do the same hunging that we did a couple of days ago. So just really coming into the heart, coming into that sense of potentiality within ourselves, drawing that energy towards us and into us. And then we'll just let the hongs fade away in their own time, in their own way. And then once the hongs have faded, there's just an invitation, there's an open space, an invitation to just say out loud anything that you feel you need. So any quality or attitude that might help you to begin this sort of turning towards. Yeah, so we're kind of calling on those qualities and inviting them in through the doorway of the home. And then I'll lead us in the practice after we've said our things. You don't have to, but just if you feel moved to just throw something into that space. And we're also, it's a practice in reminding each other as well, so we're giving each other the gift of those qualities. So you can let all the words drop away. You don't have to remember anything. What we can do is feel directly the earth beneath us, the qualities there, the way the earth supports us here. Be allowing the body to drop down, settle into this space, into the earth beneath us. And opening to the sky above. So sensing into the head, reaching up. Supported by the spine. And the breath. Aware of the space all around us. Full of sound, colors and shapes. Sense of sitting here with others. And also the larger space beyond this room that holds us. gathering your awareness now into the heart center. For a moment, just connecting with your any sense you have right now of your own longing for freedom, your own desire to awaken. Sense of potentiality, excitement, whatever's there.
Fearless love.
Discernment.
Courage.
Metta.
Confidence.
Acceptance.
Growth.
Self-love.
Tenderness.
Adventurousness.
Creativity,
energy,
relaxation,
faith,
appreciation,
solitude,
curiosity.
Humility.
Relationship.
So, Helen, some of the words that have been shared. Let go. Fearlessness. Relaxation. Joy. Courage. Self-love. Friendship. Humor, softness. Discernment. So really letting all of that in as much as we can. Letting ourselves be held in that field of positive emotion, metta, compassion. Just beginning to turn awareness towards the breath. Just to help us to stabilize here. Opening to all the subtle sensations of breathing. Allowing the breath to bring us more and more deeply into the body. Whatever pleasant sensations are in the body just now. Dwelling there, enjoying them. Letting our awareness rest with them and being nurtured by those sensations and the energy there. Allowing them to resource us. And then just for a little while, as we've been doing in your own way, just exploring the senses and just noticing the arising and passing within the senses. you might want to spend a bit of time with each sense, or if you're feeling well established in concentration, you could just open to all of the senses at once, broadening out into the totality of your experience just now. Noticing the clarity with which sensations arise and pass. And then curiosity and interest, just starting to turn awareness towards the mind, particularly becoming interested in thoughts and emotions. Allowing them to arise in this open space of awareness. And as we open to thoughts and emotions, we can get curious about whether they're rooted in eklesha. So some things might be quite frivolous, like what's for lunch. Or there may be something else going on. Something you're occupied with back home, something that's happened here on retreat. Something you're planning, something you've been ruminating about. So just opening to whatever's there and just looking to see, asking yourself, is this rooted in craving, aversion, confusion, jealousy, or pride? Just hanging out in this space, watching thoughts, getting curious about whether they're rooted in eklesha. And if you do come across a thought where you say, oh yeah, that's definitely rooted in one of the eklesha's, I know that one, that's hatred. So when and if that happens, just the invitation is to just see if you can't locate somewhere in the body, letting the body reveal to you where there's that gripping, where there's that tension, that contraction around that particular thinking or emotional pattern. So seeing if you can't drop the storyline, come into direct sensations, find that gripping, that contraction, that tension, that holding, resistance, maybe it's a numbness. And just bring your awareness there, a loving, curious awareness. It might help to breathe into that space. Breathe into it, staying with it. What's there? What can be felt? What's the raw sensation? Really feel it. Really be with it. For as long as it takes. So just letting it reveal itself to you, and it might want to move and change, or it might not. But see if you can't meet it without any agenda, except to be with. If it does start moving and changing, just letting it do what it wants to do, letting it move in its own way. At any point you start to get overwhelmed or feel confused, just taking a deep breath, grounding back in the breath, in the sensations of being here. Coming into the heart center. Reconnecting with whatever it is that helps you to be here. And then in your own own time, in your own way, as you feel ready, you can just come back to turning towards, getting curious about what's in the mind. How is it? As you notice thoughts arising in the mind, emotions maybe. Just looking to see what's there. Where is this coming from? Where is it held? In the body. Can I breathe into that space and be with it? Get curious about it. What's there? For the last few moments of this practice, just releasing any effort that you're making. Maybe taking a few deep breaths. You can turn the hands palm up if that feels good. Leaning back in the posture, gently opening the eyes, letting in light, color. Letting yourself just absorb the benefits of the efforts you've made, even if you think nothing's happened. Thank you. So we'll